Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 25th of March. Nothing on at all today. Hopefully you, by the sounds of it, people did okay with the football over the weekend. We had some nice trades there. Great if you were on. Golf, obviously the three I had were no good. I then laid Casey. But I could see the writing on the wall and the fact that we'd backed Cockrack, because Cockrack had been put up at 45 to 1 on the Golf Guru service, so I'd already backed him, so I got out of the Casey trade for a scratch. Cockrack, I mean, great if he had won, but I just was not watching it thinking that he was looking like a winner. He looked very nervous, and you know, his putts were all a bit weak and damp squib. Casey's short game was very good, and the players you really needed Casey to get beat, it wasn't going to be Cockrack. It looked like being Oosthuizen or Johnson, neither really fired, so I got out of that for no damage. Back-to-back win, fair play to him. He's a good golfer, Casey, but he has got a bit of a squiggle for me when he's in the lead, but nobody really gave him a run last night. When they got in chance, they gave it away again. But there we go. And obviously, Cockrack would have been a lovely winner for the Golf Guru, but we had to settle for the place. Okay, yeah, so nothing. Good question just asked on Twitter, actually, literally about 5 minutes ago. If I was starting from scratch and had £1,000, where would I start? And I have answered it. It would without doubt be laying the draw. Obviously, I've got access to other methods now, and I may, having access to those, would look at first half goals more than anything else. But that would require subscriptions to FDD at £34 a month or whatever. So on a limited budget, if I was starting now, it would be the FTS beginner and lay the draw. Exactly pretty much how I started all those years back. I don't think I would do anything different. Except the markets are a bit tighter, so game selection would be paramount, but you get selections for it. So that would probably be, well, it would be where I would start. And I am aware, you know, this morning I've tweeted about horses, I've tweeted about baseball starting up. Still come back, everything you do is optional, and you've got to look at yourself. Just because I'm doing something or another FTS member is doing something, it doesn't mean you should be doing it. It's how you set yourself up and what you use that is important, nothing else. You know, I've answered James Carrigan this morning. I know James likes his racing a bit, but I didn't enter racing until I'd won a good amount of money on the football and I took a bank out and put it there. Other people racing on FTS may appeal more to them than the football side of it. A lot of it is just get the sheets and put bets on where the football can be a bit more involved. Hockey and baseball, very profitable, but you've got to put a fair amount of bets on pretty much every day of the week for the next 6 months. And obviously that comes with the bookmaker issues and this, that and the other. But, you know, if you can do it, the rewards are there. Golf. You know, again, I enjoy the golf because it gives me evenings like last night where you've got a bit of interest in something and you can get some nice price winners. But you have to go on long losing runs, because when you're back in 50, 60 to one shots, that's what happens. Just because we do these things, for example, I don't do the NHL and the baseball because it doesn't suit me. One, I don't have betting accounts. I could probably, if I wanted to, make some effort to get some off friends or whatever. But the actual process of having to put all those bets on every day doesn't suit my lifestyle, particularly in the middle of the football season. So I don't do that, but you know, it won 400 points last year. It's those things. Racing and football are what I enjoy, and the golf. But you don't have to do everything. You can just, you know, ignore it. It doesn't matter. When I tweet these, I'm not tweeting it at people in particular. I'm doing it for those that are interested in those elements so they know where they are. We're trying to get a bit more information to people with how things are doing and how to use things, and that's all part of that process. So to answer I just thought it was a good question. If I had £1,000, what would I do? It would definitely be, I would revert back to lay the draw. It's safe, you control it, you control the entry, you control the exit, you control your stop loss, and there's plenty of winnings to be had. So that is without doubt what I would do. And then obviously as I won money, I would take it and put it into other things. My next move would then probably be into the FDD sheets and the systems I use currently off that, but all that information's there that you build up over time. But again, it comes back to what I was talking about last week, it's how you manage yourself from there. And that's, you know, what I like is the people now looking at themselves saying, what do I do and why do I do it? And that's the two questions, and then you proceed from there. There's plenty of ways to make money at this game, and it is just a matter of plotting your own path. So yes, so nothing today. I genuinely, I don't think there's going to be much tomorrow. I'm not going to get involved in the racing till the flat starts now, which starts. There's a Lincoln meeting at the weekend, I think, and then it gets a bit busier. I've got a few things on. I've actually got my son home's having a bit of an exam meltdown again, with his law exams coming up. So I had to go and get him on Friday and bring him home and just try. He's got some work to get in, which we're trying to just coax him through. But yes, obviously, it's all steam ahead towards the seminars, and I will be back tomorrow. And if there is anything, of course, I will put it up. You know, I didn't expect there to be many trades over the weekend, and we had four nice ones. So I don't know myself until I look in the morning what will appear. But if there is anything, I will put it up for you tomorrow. Have a nice Monday, and I will speak to you in the morning.